You're listening to 101.5 here on Caboolture's own radio station. It's the 11th of the 11th, being Armistice Day, and it's a great privilege to have Reverend Dean Atkin, a former serviceman from the 3rd Royal Australian Regiment and celebrant, with us on the program today. Dean, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, it's my honour. Thank you very much, mate.
Look, it is the 11th of the 11th, being Remembrance Day, and can I ask you, what does that mean for you?
Yeah, I know. I thought about this because I take a lot of things for granted, like fresh air, clean water and safety that we live today. But we don't often stop and remember. We often slipped into... So for me, Remembrance Day is a reminder to sit back and watch all those that served and all those that are serving now. You still there, Mick?
Yeah, I've got it. My apologies. We'll cut that out. I thought you just dropped out for a moment. But that's okay. We can cut that part out when we edit this part. Sure. I'll continue on from now. Dean, you're exactly right. I know it started off as Armistice Day, which was the commemoration of the ending of the Great War, World War One. But you're right, it's grown, and it's grown to, you know, include everybody who has been in any armed conflict, and it's to remember all of those that have given sacrifices. You know, I think what's really important today is to continually acknowledge those that have actually given themselves or their service for our country. Do you see that that's becoming a little bit more, I guess, accepted within our nation?
I do. Anytime I see a serviceman or service, any service now, whether it be emergency services, I've conducted two services in the last week for those that served in our fight. And it's just an opportunity to say thank you. Thank you for doing what you're doing. And thank you for showing up.
And I see that more and more as well. And I would certainly encourage that through. And I guess, you know, in your services that you do, acknowledging that, as you say, when you do service people there, it helps it stay in the minds of everybody. And I think what the important message is, it's something that we can never, ever forget. We've always got to encourage people not to forget, because we're living the life that we are because of the acts and the deeds that our forefathers did for us.
Yeah. A lot of us take things for granted. And I think days like Armistice Day, Remembrance Day, for me, just remind those simple things that we take for granted, such as fresh air and water. And for me, it's just an opportunity. Just thanks. You know, I drove past yesterday some people in our community providing a service where they're providing food, fresh food and water for those that live in, you know, that are homeless. And again, I just thought, wow, what a wonderful service. Thank you. I didn't get out of my car, but I certainly acknowledge and I see who's in our community serving others. Thanks to those who sacrificed their lives.
Look, you're right, and we do give thanks to all of those people who volunteer. Dean, thank you very much for being on our program this morning. It was greatly appreciated.
Mick, can I add one thing?
You certainly can.
Yeah, one of the things that I used to write an ode for special occasions, and I do this during every service. I remember him and all those that have gone before. And I wrote just two verses, and I wrote, Remembrance Day reminds us still of quiet hearts and steadfast will. Not just those who went to war, but all who gave and asked no more. Their courage the path we tread, a gentle strength where love has spread. Through all they gave, we come to see peace is the gift of memory.
Dean, that was actually quite heartfelt, and thank you for sharing that with us, and I'm sure our listeners would have taken that on board as well. Dean, thank you for being part of the program. It was wonderful to have you on with us.
Thank you, Mick.
Thanks, Dean.